And Craig, tell us about Marcel.
Well, he's a quarterback, 6'1", 170, a junior. 2 weeks ago in the 30-14 win against Ensworth, Reed completed 13 of 20 passes for 143 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed for 69 yards and a score. On the season, he is 70 of 123 for 970 yards and 9 TDs. He's rushed for 376 yards and 6 TDs on 70 carries. Big Red's been hot. I know Coach Uverard's happy about this. After 1-3 start, they have 4 straight wins over Father Ryan, Brentwood Academy, Pope John Paul Prep, and Ensworth. So they are on the move. Marcel, 4-star prospect, ranked the number 4 player and the top quarterback in the state for the class of 2023 by 24/7 composite rankings. Everybody after him. Alabama, yep. Florida, Indiana, Louisville, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Antioch Bears, you name it.
Yeah, and I know why Indiana's after him. His name's Kevin Mashack, but we'll talk about that, will we, Marcel? Hey, Marcel, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, good. Thanks for joining us. I talked to your dad last night, and I said, make sure Marcel's awake. And you're over in Knoxville. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Yes, sir. I'm having a good time already.
I can tell. Marty, yeah. First off, Marcel, what a luxury to have somebody. Oh, but I'm going to back it up a little bit. You played that game against Ensworth. You were a game-time decision because of your ribs. Your dad said you faked it all week so you could get out of practice.
That sounds like smart coaching to me.
Nah.
But, Marcel, just talk about your season so far.
We had a pretty good start to the season. Besides those 3 losses, we had a really good game against Ravenwood. And I guess after that, our heads got a little too hot. And, we went on that losing streak against McCauley, Procone, and CPA. And after that, the team and Coach Uverard always talked about responding. So we had a really good response to that. And we've had 4 good weeks of practice that resulted in wins. And from here on out, we're just rolling.
I'll tell you what, Marcel, 2 things, and I want to talk to Coach for a little bit. I'm changing that 4-star to 5-star. I don't know who makes these stars, but I'm moving you up to 5-star. And once they told you that offers coming from Alabama, we just need to stop right
well,
there.
Well, what are you trying to get, a name, image, likeness deal there? What?
I'm just telling you. What a player. Marty, tell us a little bit about an opportunity to coach someone like Marcel at the quarterback position and being able to do the things that he does.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Coach, he's a great kid. And just for example, he's only the 2nd junior that I've had since I've been at NBA that's been voted a captain. And so I think he really has the respect of his teammates and his coaches. And he's a really hard worker. That was the thing that stuck out when we were trying to decide. To show you how smart I am, I was trying to decide whether to move him up on the varsity as a freshman, and we took him to camp. And the thing that stood out the most was how hard he worked. It wasn't, sure he made a few good plays, but it's just how hard he worked and how he interacted with his teammates. And he was kind of older than I guess his age and his attitude and the way he carried himself. So I think that's first and foremost that sticks out about Marcel. And then, of course, his athletic ability, being able to make plays when the play breaks down, it's just tremendous. And he has I think he's got the arm to make every throw that's out there. And he's a competitor. He hates to lose. He hates to lose at anything, whether it's throwing footballs with me, trying to hit the crossbar after practice, or winning a game. And he's just a tremendous competitor, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Marcel, Craig Ladd, you talked a little bit about the 1-3 start, something that NBA is not used to doing, but you guys have really rallied and have ripped off 4 straight wins against some really good opponents. I guess talk about what really triggered this change.
Just the team itself, we had to talk with everybody. Seniors had a meeting, had to get everyone's head straight. And we just talked about, bouncing back. We weren't going to lose another game. And after that last CPA game that you already talked about, you know, being in a corner, are we going to cower down or are we going to fight back? And we decided to fight back.
Well, Marcel, you know, I've had the luxury of doing the TSU play-by-play the last 7 years for your dad and his coach's show, and I've seen you grow up. How much of that influences you, and how much of dad backs off? Because I think that's even more important, and I've seen that with him and your mom as well. But just to grow up in a football family, how important has that been?
It's been real important. You know, I've been gone to my dad's games for a really long time. He's been a coach ever since I was born. And, I mean, I'm on the sidelines a lot. I see when he wins. I see when he loses. And, you know, both ways, and he gets back in the office, win or loss, and just to go over everything. And I think that's a really important thing, because win or loss with me, he goes over some things, which helps me out as a player. And, you know, when he loses, being a quarterback, him being a defensive coach, it helps out a lot. Just him teaching me, like, as a freshman when I was first coming in as a quarterback, teaching me about the coverages and all that. He just told me those are the things that coaches are going to look for. You know, when you go visit, they'll see how well you know coverages and how well you know to adjust to these things.
Marcel Reed with us, and Coach Marty Uverard, NBA, our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. And, Coach?
You know, Marcel, we're talking a little bit about your dad. I know he's had a great influence, but your mom's also in education. I think she's a guidance counselor out there at Antioch. So, thank goodness you got your looks from your mama and not your daddy, and your athletic skills probably from dad, you know?
Yeah,
I hadn't seen him throw a pass yet. Yeah, okay, but he was an All-American linebacker. I'll just say that.
But he would hit you. He would knock the breath out of you. I do know that.
Nah, he could have hit me.
Catch you, could he?
Well, Marty, tell us a little bit about the remainder of your season. What it looks like? Are you healthy? You know, you get down here week 9, just finished up and everything, and you preparing yourself for the playoffs.
Yeah, we were off last night, and we have two big region games. We got to go on the road, Chattanooga, to play Baylor, a really good Baylor team. I think one of the best Baylor teams in a while. And then we finish up on the road in Knoxville against Knox Catholic. So two big region games coming up. And it's, you know, a lot to do with the playoff seedings and where we stand at the end of the year.
Marcel, you're in Knoxville today. I guess talk about how your recruitment is going so far.
What he's going over to see what Knoxville Fulton play last night? You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went down to the Knox Catholic JP2 game.
There you go. A little
night.
Scouting. That's a gentleman.
Yeah. To go see what's going on down there. It's a pretty good game.
Well, talk about how your recruiting's going so far.
Doing pretty well. You know, last week I was down at Ole Miss, and this week I'm down at Tennessee just to, I guess, see both of these teams play. They're both pretty heavily recruiting me, and I'm just excited to see Tennessee another time. And I came down this summer, and I'm excited to see what Neyland's like at night and during Saturdays on game day, and also excited to see Coach Heupel and Housie and Golish again.
Any I guess timeline?
What do you want to scoop? What do you want to scoop here? Go ahead and tell us, Marcel. Yeah. Go ahead and commit this morning.
Any timeline on a decision, Marcel?
Probably sometime this spring. You know, we're still playing the recruiting game, going around, seeing everything. Going to make a couple more visits this fall. And, I mean, me and my dad will probably narrow it down around wintertime, and the decision probably made in the spring.
You'd probably be going down south a little bit further.
But see, well, you'd be quiet over there. Marty, though, having someone who is nationally recruited, you know, he's going to have offers from everybody, already does. And that class, his junior class right now, one of the maybe one or two quarterbacks in the country. You know, you've got to manage that, but you also got to manage a football team too, right?
Right.
How do you handle that?
Well, I mean, I think it's not hard at all. Marcel's a pretty grounded kid. He doesn't, you know, walk around and act like he's a prima donna or want attention. I mean, he's just another teammate. And I think, again, that's what makes him stand out, and especially with respect from his teammates. He's just another kid in the locker room. He's not into all the, hype and wanting to always flaunt his recruiting process. And it's just fun to coach. We've had a few kids like that come through NBA, and Marcel is just it's been a pleasure to be with us. All the stuff that's going on, like you said.
What'd you do last night?
Me?
Yeah. No, you didn't coach. What'd you do?
Oh, I watched Baylor and
watching film, huh?
No, Baylor played last night. Played, golly, can't even think.
Oh, college. You watch in college. College football, okay.
No,
Chattanooga, Baylor.
Yeah,
well, my gosh.
Yeah.
You coaches are eat up with it. You know that, don't you?
That's what my wife said. She said, I can't even, on a night off, I can't even get up football.
That's why you've been so successful,
yeah,
coach.
Hey, Marty, thank you. Marcel, you know what I think about you and your family, and just have fun with it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Marcel Reed, Marty Uvarard, NBA. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you all.
All right.
Good luck to you, Coach. I tell you what, one of the better ones, guys. Yeah. He's still around, Coach Uvarard.
Well,
I'm telling you.
From, Oakland to wherever. Yeah.
Hey, BGA. He had to stop at BGA, too.
And Marcel. I mean, it's like, okay, what's your recruiting list? Everybody starts and tries to work the way up. He's at the top and working his way down. So we'll do that. Coming up next, our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and